Okay, this will be obviously a much shorter shiur based on the time constraints. But maybe in the time that we have, we could just try to get the two approaches here that seem to be being presented by the different Rishonim in terms of the ti'ima of the people not making Kiddush. Right, up until now, we discussed the concept of kos pogum vis-a-vis the person making the bracha, person making the Kiddush, or according to the Meiri, the person who's going to be drinking from it, and maybe making bar pregaf and maybe not. Then we spoke about the shir, that the person who's making the bracha or making the Kiddush has to drink, and we said, according to some, that shir could be drunk by others perhaps as well. But over here we're talking about the question of whether or not others dafka have to drink. Do they have to drink when they're listening to Kiddush? And if they have to drink, do they have to drink yayin that's not pogum? Right? I hope that came across when you went through the rush. If not, then we'll see it together now. Okay, let's take a look. So this is the rush in Brachos in the 7th parak, Siman Tetzvav. So I want to read a little bit. Mark, you want to give a chat? All right, go ahead. Right, so this is from the Yerushalmi. Basically, it's a citation to Yerushalmi. Amar Rabba. Right, so the Rosh is quoting this Yerushalmi that mentions Halacha that if you have people, we call them the Mesubim. Right, the Mesubim can't begin to taste until the Mevarich. We have another sheet of Shimon Levi who seems to say, no, you can be shosa. In the case of drinking, you could be shosa, I'll say Kiddush, even though the Mavarich, even the Kaddish, wasn't yet shosa. So is this a machlokas? No, we're told it's not a machlokas. We're talking about two different types of cases. The case of Rav is a case of what? Kulam zekukim lekikar echad. What does that mean? This is one set of Lechem Mishnah. There's one set of Lechem Mishnah, and everyone is being yotze with the bracha that the Botzeya is making on one set of Lechem Mishnah. Okay, but what about Yishuv and Levi's rule? No, that's a different rule. Kishahaya kol echad koso biyado. What does that mean? What does that mean? Kol echad koso biyado. Each person had their own kos, right? Yesterday we spoke about every man for himself. So here it was every man for himself. Everyone had their own kos. One person was making kiddush. We still had a case of Berov Amhanus Melech. One person was making the bracha, but everyone had a little becher with some wine in it. Okay, so what? Right there, go ahead. So the Rosh says, from here, it's mashma that the Mavarech doesn't have to dole out, doesn't have to give yayin from his kiddush, the kol kos echad ve'echad. Doesn't have to give out to all the people that are being yotze with him from his cup. Sounds like, from here, the Rosh is saying, that as long as their wine was not pogum, then he doesn't need to give them. But if their wine was pogum aval im hayu pegumim, then they would need his wine. Then sarach lishpoch mikol shal bracha toch kol kos v'kos kodem shish dem avarech. Then he would have to give out before he drank from it and give them wine. That's not pogum. Right? And then, if that's the case, if they're now relying on him, az lo yishta kodem shish dem avarech, then they have to wait. Then they have to wait for him. So when they need his wine, when they need his wine because they don't have wine that's not pogum, he has to give them, and then they're not allowed to drink until he drinks, because they need his wine. The chen, so too. What does that mean? Right. If everyone has their own lechem mishnah, or their own, let's say their own bread, and they're just waiting for him to make the bracha again, bracha l'hadus melach, they don't have to. After he makes the bracha, they could eat. Okay, keep going. Mishnah Lechem, right? What we call Lechem Mishnah. As long as each one has Lechem Mishnah, that's okay. Then they don't have to wait for him to eat. So that's what the Rosh is mashma from here. He says that's the implication of this Yerushalmi question. So very good. Mark is saying correctly that from here, from this Rosh, you see that he's really taking two positions. He's saying that when the Mesubim have their own kosos that are pegumim, then they can't be towing from their cups. They cannot drink from their cups. They need the Makadesh to give out wine that's not pogum into their cups, to be misakein their kos pogum. Not only that, but that pouring from the kos of the Makadesh has to take place when? Specifically, before he drinks. Why? Why does it have to be that way? Right? Because then he's going to, because the Rosh is holding, apparently, that even though he's the Mekadesh, he drank from a non-Pugim kos. When he drank from it, subsequently, now it's Pugim, and their requirement to drink, which he seems to maintain that they're required to drink, is going to be impossible, because it's a kos Pugim. Okay? We have to try to explore that. Let's go a little bit further now. So one is that the Mesubim, again, one is that there's a chiv on the Mesubim to drink from a kos that's not pogam, and two, that the Mekadesh creates a kos pogam when he drinks from his cup. Alright? Yeah. You don't want to be online? Yeah, so Hesh is asking a good question. He's saying, according to this, if the Mekadesh pauses before he drank the full shiur, before he drank the full Malugmov, so maybe he's going to be in trouble now because he was pogam his own kos. That's a good question. I would say, without really knowing definitively, I would say that as long as the break that he took is not more than normal, and if he took, you know, you have that halacha, kedeachil's pras, kedeachisias revias, as long as he didn't wait longer than a normal person would take to drink a whole revias, a few seconds would not possible the rest of the coast. But that's a good question, a sharp question. Okay, so those are the two rules that come out of this rush. Yeah. No, you always need a Mali Lugmov. We paska not like the Kol Shehu. We don't require a Kol Shehu. That's not sufficient. We say you need a Mali Lugmov. The only question is how you measure the Mali Lugmov. Do you measure with everybody's Mali Lugmov, the average man, or do you measure with your own Mali Lugmov? That was the only question. But we started with the premise that you need a Mali Lugmov. Okay? Okay, good. So let's just go a little bit further here with the second rush. The second rush is the Russian Psachim. Okay? Let's try to understand what the rush is saying here. Someone want to read this rush, the second rush? Hal, you want to give a shot? Okay. So again, this is the Russian Psachim in the 10th parak, Simen Tes Zayin. The first rush was parak Zayin, Simen Tes Vav and Brachos. This rush is Psachim, parak Yud, Simen Tes Zayin. Okay, go ahead. Right, so the rush here is quoting that same Yerushalmi. Saying even though it doesn't really seem like it should be that way, according to the Yerushalmi, the Mesubin can't be Telim until the Mavarich was Telim. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Omer, Shosin, Afalpi Shalosh Shasahu. Now, before we said it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. If it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish over here, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish over there. I was assuming it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. But, okay, I guess we could check out the Yerushalmi inside if anyone's really concerned, but whoever it is on the first rush is here, the same man number. Velo pligi, it's not the machlokas, no machlokas between them. Why? Okay, let's repeat that last line. That's important. Okay, I think that's one of the more important lines in this rush. Vitzarech lomar ki kosel shalohen lo hayupigumen. You have to say that when they were able to be telling before the mekadesh, it's because their cups weren't pogum. Right, that's in line with the Yerushalmi. Listen to the next line. Shahayiruyin lebracha. Their cups were ra'i for bracha. They were in pogam. Ruyin lebracha. Shana roin, we view it. Ki'ilu kol echad kidesh al koso. And now we view it as though each person made kiddush on his own kos. Afopisha ain't srichan lishtos. Says even though this is not really required, lechatchila, miho mitzvah lishtos. It's a mitzvah, it's a proper, it's a good thing, it's a mitzvah menamuchar. So once you say that this is the right thing to do, so then already it's ideal if you do it in this way that everyone is drinking a kos that's not pogam. Just speak out the facts. The Rosh is saying it's not necessary for people to drink. It's a mitzvah and a mubchar. But once you're going to do it, the proper thing to do, according to this Yerushalmi, is to drink a kos that's not pogam. What's the mile in drinking a kos that's not pogam? It's good, it's proper. And so what if it's not pogam? Oh, because then we could say that those cups that they held, Ru'uyin lebracha, Shana roan ki yu kol echad ki deshal koso. Okay, everyone saw the Beis Yosef, the little Beis Yosef? So the Beis Yosef, in Simon Kufpei Beis, he quotes this Oal Moed, and he says on the Oal Moed, it says, Hayu koso shalofneim asubim pegumim, if the people assembled around the Mekadesh have cups that are pogum. Again, this lashon appears. Hoel ve'einam ru'uyin lebracha. Since they're not ro'i lebracha. Since if I was making my own kiddush, I couldn't use this kos. then sarich laseis mikos habracha lakosos habegumim. You must put wine into these cups. You must put wine into these cups. Why? Because the wine that you're using, as one of the listeners, is not wine that's fit for a bracha. I mean, he doesn't mean bracha bar pegaf, and he means to be mekadishan. Okay, v'hara'a omer shlo hitzichikos sheino pagam elo mavarech. Since the Ra'ah says that, you know, that this requirement only applies to the mavarech. It doesn't apply to the mesubin. It does not apply to the mesubin. Clear? Right, let's see the Ra'ah inside now. The Ra'ah, again, this is the Ra'ah in Brachos. On Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel Vekoi. So in the middle, we could pick up in the middle of that Dibra Maskel. Pirish V'Hadam Rinan. Pirish V'Hadam Rinan. It's the top of the second column. Okay? Hesh, you want to read it a little bit? Pirish V'Hadam Rinan. You see it? So the Ra'ah also cites our Yerushalmi and says a different approach. He says, based on the Yerushalmi, the Hefresh, the difference, the explanation was that they distinguish between Niskakin Kula and Lekikar Echad, or Lekos Echad, where everyone needed one set of Lecha Mishnah, or everyone needed one kos to be Yotzei. Or everyone had their own. Right, if everyone is relying on one person, you got to wait for that guy to eat. Right, he's the one that's fueling everyone else's mitzvah. So he has to be telling first. His bracha needs to be chal, so everyone else can be yotzei. If you come and intersect him and try to cut him off at the pass, you're doing something inappropriate. Yeah, just to respond to the question that was raised about the halacha l'maisa. So in Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber Maran Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzarich lishtos mikoshal kiddush kamali lugmav." You have to drink the shiur we mentioned yesterday. Dahainu, this is Reish Ayin Aleph Yud Gimel. Dahainu Koshi Salkenel Tzarechon Bepir V'Yirak Moli Lugmav. Fill up your cheek like we discussed the right now. Shonim. V'Hu Ruba Shal Revius. That's a real Revius. Moli Lugmav is real Revius. This is all really yesterday's discussion. Then the next halacha Yedalad Im Lo Ta'am Hamakadesh. If the Makadesh wasn't Tohen, V'Ta'am Echad Me'am Mesubim Moli Lugmav. If one of the Mesubim would drink that shiur, Yotza. Is Yotzei. Ve'ein shiyas shnayim mitzdarafes l'moli lugmav. It's not mitzdarif. Someone has to drink a shir. Someone has to do an act of drinking, which is defined as drinking a moli lugmav. We spoke about that yesterday. Someone has to do a shisiya. Mikol makom mitzvah mina mufchar shiyitamu kulam. That everyone should taste. That's this rush. Right? That's the rush. That's mitzvah mina mufchar to be shoset. So what does it mean, if he didn't tow him? What does that mean? You see that that's not the ideal. Right? The ideal is that the Mekadesh should be the one to do it. But if he didn't do it, then someone else could do it. But when you're making Kiddush, that's the best thing to do, that the Mekadesh do it. That's in terms of the Psak. Okay. So let's get back to the Ra'ah. Yeah, and I should have mentioned this before. The second Shita that the Mechaber mentions, he says that the Go'onim, so Rim Shim Lo Ta'am HaMekadesh Lo Yotza. He's not Yotzei. The Ro'i Lochosh L'Divrayim. It's Kedai to be Choshish for this Shita to make sure that the Mevarech does drink. V'Dafka B'Kiddush. Ava B'Shar Dvar Matunin Kos. Modim Hagonim V'Sagi B'Timas Acher. This is the Shita of Marachalva. Shita of Marachalva is that by Kiddush it has to be Dafka the Mekadesh. By other Kosos Shel Mitzvah, Koshel Bracha, others can drink. So Mishnah Berurah says, that lechachila, the Mishmur says that what the Mechaber means is that the Mekadesh should be the one to drink the shir. Ubidiyaved heskimu harbei achronim that afilo shesiyas kol hamesubim mitzdarfen l'mal lugmav. Mishmur says that ubidiyaved we even go to the far extreme that we allow multiple listeners to be mitzdarif to make the shir of mal lugmav. So it's min hakatzel hakatzel. They go on and hold that the Mekadesh has to drink, and we have shitas that say not only does Mekadesh have to drink, but he has to drink on Mali Lugmav. He can't be mitzdarev. On the far other side of the equation, you have Achronim who say no, that the Mesubim can drink, and they can make up the shir by being mitzdarev. So Mishabur says, but yeah, that would be okay. Ach shlo yishoha ayde shesiyas kulam yosem ich leachilas pras. Right, this comes back to your question, not because of the gima, this is just because it has to be one shir. Okay? So in the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean that it should be choshesh for their shita, for the B'nei Avraham? This is in the Minu B'diheved Heskimu. So he writes here, the Eliyahu Rabbah and others in the Chayadam, Shulchan Acharav, Lo Hizkir Klal Hadeya Shal Yesham Ramazu, Mashm Dol Sirke in La'alacha, Ayin Mubi Alacha. Then Ayin Vav, Achshalay Yishai Deisha Sios Kulam, Poshet Dol Odif Mishim Hayim Akadish Batsmi. Okay, I saw something before I wanted to mention here. Oh, it's not the Shartzin, you know, I'm sorry. The it was in the Bialocha. Bialocha says Shim Lotal Mamakadesh. Shim Lotal Mamakadesh, Bialocha. Hainu Shis Sovim de Bainun Shiutal Mamakadesh Batsmo. They go in and hold that the Makadesh has to be the one to do it. And not only must he be telling him, he has to have him on the Lugloch. Vine Machaber Kasu de Roy Locha Shul de Rayim. V'chein ha'etiku harbe achronim lahalocha. To l'chadchiva yishli zahir b'zeh. That the Mekadesh should do it. Ach bel yirab ha'mafak v'kuzeh mitzad sheharbe rishonim pli yalayu. The others that argue. V'gam di yishomim d'agonim lo sviu lekein. Mikal makom ein lozuz midirei mechaber. It's good day to be choshes for the shita. Yeah. Right, so getting back to the shita of the ra'ah. Aval, where it's kikar l'kol echad or kos l'kol echad, ezem em shiur tzatchila. Doesn't matter. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for where I want to go. Then he says, Vayter, umeahid de psachim, and from our Yerushalmi, sham inan she'ein ha'acherim tu'unim lishtos, he openly says that they do not have to drink. They do not have to drink. Mechav didn't say that they have to drink either, by the way, just practically again. You know, I'm trying to stay away from the halacha l'maaseh for the moment, but the Mechav says, it's just mitzvah and a mufchar for others to drink. So we're trying to understand whether you have to drink. The Rosh says, no, you definitely don't have to drink. And the Rosh seems to say you don't have to drink. Okay. V'u'adin she'ein tzvichin lito me'elso kikar she'berchubo. Lo sh'na bein she'shar kosos einam pegumim. O she'ein pegumim. Doesn't matter if they're pogum or not. Why not? This Lashon is important. Go ahead, Hashi, read that Lashon. Shalom. When is it that we require a kos that's not pogum? Read again. Good. We'll stop there. Which kos requires it? The kos that the bracha is being set on. If you look at the Beis Yosef, the way the Beis Yosef cites the Shita of the Ra, it's a little bit different. Lemavarech. It sounds more like it's an issue of that the Makadesh has to be the one to have, you know, a kos that's not pogum. It's a din in the Makadesh. The Ra himself, if you look in the Ra over here, he doesn't make it so much about the Makadesh as he does about the kos that is being used for the Kiddush, the kos upon which the Kiddush is being recited. Alright? Let's just take a quick look at the Rashbats. We'll see really in the same camp, and then we'll try to explain the difference between the Rosh and these two Rishon on the other hand. Alright, just very quickly. The Rashbats is another Rishon. The Rashbats was a Talmud of the Maharam, Maharam Rutenberg. So, we could start from the Kasav HaRashba. Kasav HaRashba, Zal, the Mehach HaShamin and Shim Hayu Kulon Zekukim LaKal Zechad. Back to the same case, where everyone has one cup. O l'kikar echad, or they only have one set of loaves. Alpha pisha nosan hamavarech mi koso l'kos reikan shebiyadam subim. Even now he pours off into their empty cups. Osha nosan lifnehem mikikaro, or he gave them from the lecha mishnah. Kodem shiitom she'ein acher mehen rashay litom ad shiitom hamavarech. They have it now. They have to wait until he tastes it. Now that we've seen that until now. That's not anything new. V'armina v'yushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi over there. Va'ot shamina me'ahidu Yerushalmi she'ein sarich lishpoch mikol shel bracha b'shar kosos. Top of the next column. Da'ha b'shehaya kos b'yad kol echad v'echad kol echad shosa koso kodem ha'mavarichim ratza. We saw from the Yerushalmi that everyone could drink from their own cup if they have their own cup. They don't have to wait for him. Va'omru b'tosfos Rabbi Tzeinu ha'tzarfatim, meaning the Balei Tosfos, the French rabbis, Zal Shiilu hayakosus pegumim she'inan ruuyim lebracha, when they're not roy for bracha, as tzarech litei mikol shel bracha lekos ze hapogim. That lashon is also important. You're taking from the kos shel bracha and you're putting it in the kos pogim. V'nirin divreim l'rashba. According to the Rashba, this makes good sense. L'fi she'in ha-kos ha-pogim roi l'bracha, because that kos pogim is not roi for the bracha. V'nirali, however, shafu, I think, he says the Rashba adds, that even according to this position of the Bal Yatosos, im kuon zukugim l'kos ha-achad, ein sarach l'shpoch me'os ha-kos l'kos ha-sacherim. They don't need to drink from it. Even though when they're drinking from a kos pogam. Right, this is unlike the Rosh. The Rosh said, really, you don't need it. You don't need that everyone should be drinking from the kos of the Mekadesh. But if you're going to do it, because it's mitzvah mevchar, how must you do it? You have to have yayin that's not pogam. And now you need yayin that's not pogam. You can't have wine that was previously drunk by the Mekadesh, because that's wine that's pogam. But when it's not pogam, and everyone has their own wine, then each one of those cups is fitting to make the bracha, and it's good. The Rashba, it's like the Raw, is saying, it's not a problem. He can make the Kiddush first. They don't need their own wine. And now, if they want, they could drink from his kos. That's pogam. Afal pisha b'shasha shosin, who kos pogam? They're drinking kos. That's pogam. So, kevan she b'shas kedusha, meaning when you made the kiddush, lo hayu pogam less lanba. It's not a problem. It's not a problem because when he made the bracha on the kos, when he made the kiddush on the kos, it wasn't a kos pogam. So it's not like the Rosh. It doesn't create a kos pogam now for me. For me as one of the mesuvim, it's not a problem. Does everyone understand the facts? Say it over again. Yeah.
I don't think he's saying that it's not a kos pogam. I'm just saying he's not concerned that it's a kos pogam. Shasha shotin who kos pogam. So you say that it is a kos pogam. Because that would.
Yes, that's right. Afal pishav shasha shosin who kos pogam. Now
he's not concerned that it's a kos pogam.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. That's correct. That's more correct. The which you need. This is the Rashba. There's one over here. What else do you need? The Ra'a? You have the others you do today? Nothing new? Nothing from today? We'll get you caught up quickly over here. Yeah, these are two pages. Okay, so how could we explain this? We have about 10 minutes. Can we try to explain the Machlokes? Let's go over the facts again. Okay? What does the Rosh say? Don't really need to drink. It's mitzvah mevchar for the Mesuvim to drink. And when they drink, they have to drink from yayin that's not pogam. And if they drink from wine that was drunk by the Mekadesh, that's yayin that's pogam. In order to satisfy the mitzvah and mevchar, they need to drink wine that's not pogam, and it can't be wine that was previously drunk by the Mekadesh. That's the Rosh. To satisfy that mitzvah and mevchar, that's what you need. And what happens when you have wine that's not pogam in your own cup? Since it's wine that's roi to make a bracha on, that's okay. That's all you need. The Rashba and the Rashbats are saying otherwise. What are they saying? That you only need a kos that's not pogam for who? For the Mekadesh, for the Mevarech. Meaning the kos that's used for the recitation of the Kiddush, that's the kos that can't be pogam. That's the kos that can't be pogam. Even if I say you need to drink, or it's good to drink, right? That's the last thing here that the Rashba says. It says, even though they're going to be drinking yayin, that's pogam, it's not a problem. Why? Because the yayin was not pogam at the time that kish was set over it. Hey, those are the facts. So how can we explain this, machlokes? It's clearly arguing on one another. Right? The mitzvah mevchar, according to the Rosh, is not the way the other Rishonim are understanding it. Right? And I should point out, Mark made reference to the fact that when you look in the Beis Yosef, the Ra'az Lashon, as quoted there, is Shelo Hitzricha Kol She'eino Pogam Elo Mevarech, as opposed to the way it appears in the original, shall we say, that I no longer have in front of me, but yes, I do. What was the Lashon? Is that more of the Kos, right? Right, I got it. That it's only It's not the mavarich that we're concerned about. Shlatzicha kos she'ino pogam, elo laoso kos shemavarich ala bavad. It's not the mekadesh or mavarich that we're so concerned about. It's the kos of the mekadesh or the mavarich. That's on the top of Shin Pei Hei. Okay? That's important distinction. So what would you say? How would you? Yeah. In terms of the milo of kos pogam, right, in terms of this ideal of having a non-kos pogam, not the milo of kos pogam, but the milo of a non-kos pogam, what is it? Where does it lie? Where do we want to see it realized? In what regard? Where? According to the ra'ah, it's a din in the bracha, right? It's a din in the bracha, that the bracha should not be relegated to a kos pogam. Right, that's why he stresses that the kos upon which the bracha was said is not pogam. So it doesn't matter that they're drinking again. And he does say, he's not saying it's not pogam. He's saying it is pogam. But it doesn't matter that it's pogam. Why? It's because the bracha was said on a non-kos, a kos that's not pogam. So therefore everyone else is fine. They're not doing anything wrong. What are they doing? They're drinking from a kos that's pogam. So what? So if that's the case, what would you say for the rush? In the Shasiya, right? It sounds like the Rosh is concerned about the drinking. You can't drink from a kos that's pogam. If you hold that there's some maila in drinking, mitzvah minimum of chavitamin, that there's some maila in drinking from the kol shel bracha, so it's not enough that the bracha wasn't set on a kos pogam, but it can't even be that the act of drinking takes place in a kos pogam. Now, still, we need to try to work out that lashon. What does he mean when he says that by not by having a yain, it's not pogam? It's like my kiddush was set on a non-pogam kos. Yeah, that seems more like the ra'ah, right? That seems like more like the ra'ah that the hakpada is on the cup that you're making kiddush on. Does everyone see the basic distinction that we're making? It's not, again, nothing too fancy. We're just saying that the basic distinction is, am I makbid, when I talk about pogam, I say, no, I will not use kos pogam. What is it that I won't use kos pogam? According to the Ra'av, I won't use kos pogam when I'm talking about the bracha. As long as the bracha of the Mekadesh was set on a kos that's not pogam, after that, there's no problem. Even if I hold that it's proper for the Mesumim to drink. It's a kos pogam? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because the pegima didn't take place until after the bracha. But the Rosh seems to be worried even about the drinking. The Shasiya cannot take place in a kos pogam. I don't need it. Yes, you're right, but for mitzvah and amuvchar, I do need it. And now I'm not living in line with that mitzvah and amuvchar. Why? Because I'm drinking a kos pogam. But what is it about it that's lacking? Maybe we could just take that a step further. Just thinking out loud for a second. If we say, as we did the other day, that the chiyuv of drinking, according to some shitos, is that the drinking actually qualifies the kos as a kol shel bracha, right? If everyone, and we mentioned yesterday that there are two different possibilities: either the kol shel bracha exists right after the bracha, and then I have a chiyuv to drink because I made a kol shel bracha. Now, once I qualify the kol shel bracha, I have to drink it because otherwise it's a bizoy just to leave it. That's one possibility. The other possibility was that it only becomes a kol shel bracha when I drink from it. In other words, I have a separate obligation to qualify this kos as a kol shel bracha because I used it in the context of berachas hamazon. If I want it to be a kol shel bracha, I want it to be mahani, as the Rid said, and as we saw in the other Rishonim that said, if you don't drink, it's nothing. It's as good as like you didn't have it. Then maybe the Rosh is agreeing with that idea, that really the idea of drinking from the kol shel bracha is an idea of qualifying as a kol shel bracha. I mean, it's lacking in the kol shel bracha until it's drunk from. So if that's the case, then maybe as a mitzvah and a muvchar, everyone who's part of the kiddush should be linked to the kos in some way. Now, every person should partake of qualifying it as a kol shel bracha. Why? Because we're all part of this kiddush. We're all being yotzi in the kiddush. So you're right, technically it's enough for the Mekadesh to qualify as a kol shel bracha. But if we all want to be mitzdarif to this kos, right? We all want to be part of what's going on with this kos, meaning the kiddush that the kos is accompanying, And maybe we would, technically we should all try to show that it's a kol shel bracha. We should all qualify as a kol shel bracha. We should all drink from it. Right, so if that's the case, then I shouldn't drink wine that's pogam. Just like the person who's making the actual kiddush has to drink to qualify kol shel bracha, and he can't drink from a kos that's pogam. So too, everyone else who's linking in to that mitzvah and also qualifying the kos as a kol shel bracha also shouldn't drink wine that's pogam. Mitzvah min ha-mavchar. I don't really have to do it, but that's mitzvah min ha-mavchar. You understand what I'm trying to say? Right, so that apparently is sort of it's as though you're drinking of the kosher bracha. You're right, you're not drinking wine that the bracha was actually set on, but somehow if I have a kos when you're making kiddush, so that's why the Rosh says that my yayin, it's like the kiddush was set. Maybe it's exactly why the Rosh is saying that. It's when I'm holding wine during the time when you're saying kiddush, Rowan also. Maybe that's what he means. That really, we're all in this together. We're all in the collective kiddush together. And therefore, even though technically it's only the Mekadesh that has to qualify the kos as a kol shel bracha by drinking from it after Me'ikar Hadin, Mitzvah and Mavchar, that everyone who's participating in the kiddush also do that, also qualify. That's why I have to have a yayin that's not pogam. And if I have my own kos, it's as though the kiddush is being recited on that kos also. So when I drink from this, I'm also qualifying a kol shel bracha. And that's why, ideally, if I'm doing it, it should be not pogam. But if you hold like the other shittas that say, like the Ra'ah and the Rashbat and others, say no, pogam is not a din in drinking. Pogam is a din in the bracha. The bracha can't be chal on a kos that's pogam. So here the bracha was chal on this coast. It wasn't pogam when the bracha was recited. So when I drink, it's not a problem. Now you have to tell me what's the idea of drinking after, right? Why would I have to? What's the milah to drinking, according to the Ra'ah? You hear what I'm saying? That could still be because you want to qualify the coast as a kol shel bracha. You want to partake of the kol shel bracha. It's pogam. No, it's not pogam because the bracha wasn't recited on a coast pogam. Hal, are you with me? You can get into like a blank stare. Yeah. Say it all again?
Yeah,
just so the Ra'ah, who says that the drinking is not a problem. The Ra'ah is only concerned. You have to go, I don't want to keep you if you... Nothing. Okay. So the Ra'ah who says that the problem of kos pogam only takes place when I'm making a bracha on a kos pogam, not when I'm drinking from what the Mekadesh already recited kiddush on and then made a pogam. Why is there a milah for me to drink? So I'm just saying that's the general idea of partaking of the kol shel bracha, qualifying it as a kol shel bracha, or not shunning the kol shel bracha. Whatever the reason is why it must be drunk from, it's why it's good for the mesum to drink from, or necessary if you hold it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's pogam. Exactly, the pogam is not going to be a bar to being able to drink it. But for the Rosh is very good, especially when it has that lashon that it's like my kos, which is roi. It's like kiddush was recited on it, and that's why when I drink it, I'm drinking the kos of a kol shel bracha, and that's why it can't be pogam, or shouldn't be pogam. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's better. That's better. That's better. Certainly, it's better not for the mesubim not to have. This is machlokas rishonim. We're not doing halacha l'masa now. But you're right. Halacha l'masa. It seems that many of the poskim assume that ideally, yeah, you shouldn't have yain that's pogam. The mesubim should yes drink, and they should drink that yain that's not pogam. And there's a separate halacha, by the way, just so you know. It's something halacha nothing to do with kiddush. There's a halacha that they're not supposed to drink from something and give it to someone else to say here, drink. Why? Because he might not like that. He might get sick from it. He might feel embarrassed to say, no, I don't want it. And he really might not want it. It might make him sick. That's just nimusim, but it's brought down the halacha. Right? You're not supposed to do that. So it's always a good idea to pour off for yourself first, and then, you know, drink it, and then give out everyone else. Yeah, if you're making kiddush, and you have, even if you don't have the mechanism, right? I don't know. Ashkenazi community, they call it the pisher. I don't know what they do. Sfarim, you know what I'm talking about? It's a big thing you pour, like it sort of just decants all the wine into separate little cups. So kids like that, I don't know, it's always like a curiosity. We go someplace, my kids say, oh wow. They go, yeah, we're not having that in the house. It's too messy. You know, if it's not lined up properly, wine goes all over the place. So it's a good idea, even when you're not using that, if you're just dividing up the cup, it's a good idea to pour off a little wine for yourself, drink some, and then pour into little cups and give it out instead of giving everyone from what you drank, A, like I said, in terms of just Huchas Dar Charetz, and also in terms of this Yayin Pogam. It's true. It's the proper thing to do. Yeah, this is before the Halacha Maisa. This is behind the Halacha Maisa, the Machlokas Nishonim. But again, you see, it's only Mitzvah Mufchar. If a person wouldn't have drunk, it wouldn't be a problem. It happens to be that Brisker Rav and subsequently the Rav also, by Kiddush Shabbos morning, they were particular that people should drink. It's not just, they didn't feel it was just Mitzvah Mufchar, they felt it was a requirement. Because the whole Kiddush was a Birkas Hananin. So I can't make a Birkas Hananin for you if you're not being Nenin. Like, what kind of idea is that? That you're being Yotzei at the Birkas Hananin, that you're not, like Kiddush Rabbah. Kiddush Rabbah is just Bar Pragofen. It's a Birkas Hananin. So if you hold that the whole Mahus of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning is a Birkas Hananin, when can I make a Birkas Hananin for you? When we're both being Nana. But if you're not being Nana, what kind of idea is that? You're going to be Yotzei with my Birkas Hananin. I'm eating apple, I make Bar Pragofen. So you say, okay, I'm in your Yotzei. There's nothing that you're Yotzei. But here you have to be Yotzei Kiddush. So the Brisker Rabbah actually felt that it was required that the person drink. Because it's not just as a Darabonon, it's because it's essentially a Birkas Hananin. Essentially a Birkas Hananin. Yeah. Not Friday night. This wasn't a plan. It's like Friday night. This is just Shabbos by day. Heshi is asking a good question. I'm not sure right now the answer. The question is, if according to the Brisker Rabbah, would each person have to drink a Mali Lugmav? So according to the Mishnah, even in the Mitzvah Mamunchar, you don't have to drink it. It's just a Te'ima. But if you hold that there's a Chiyuv for a person to drink, perhaps you still don't need it. Because we say you never need a Shir for Birkas Hanan, and only for the Bracha Achrona, as we mentioned the other day. So it could still be that you just have to be Telim. You have to have a little bit, because for Bracha Achrona, that would be sufficient. Okay, Rabbi, we'll stop here for today. And Mirtz Hashem, when we resume in approximately 2 weeks, we'll hopefully be back in the permanent base manners, and we're going to be doing Kiddushin. We're going to be picking up on Dav Hei, top of Dav Hei, in the first part of Kiddushin. If, for whatever reason, during the vacation you want to reach me, you certainly could reach me by email and or my cell phone. I'm usually pretty good about getting back to everyone. Oh, and I'd like to pick one area of Halacha to spend some time with. I mentioned before, I was toying with the idea of doing Hilchos Mezuzah. I mean, it's not something that you deal with every day, but at the same time, it's not something that you learn every day. So, unless there's a tremendous insistence that we not do that, I thought we would start with that. Is that okay? Or do you want to do something else? I'll tell you what, you can think about it amongst yourselves. You don't have to tell me. You can discuss it and let me know if that's of interest or you'd rather do something else. But, you know, there's always the next thing. If we don't do that, it's always the next thing. Okay?